Okay, so I will start with the popular saying that peace is the path to the prosperity of a nation. Let peace reign. 5 minutes, or now 6 minutes, gone past the hour of four. I am Kaladako Rubatubo, and you're listening to Hard Facts in 92.3 Nigeria Info. And my conversation for the hour has been captioned, or I am captioning it, as Governor Fubara pledges loyalty to Wike. Last week, there was, you know, the drama and the fire that gutted the House of Assembly complex, or a portion of it. There was, you know, the back and the forth from the political divide that emerged as a result of the impeachment saga. And everybody was, you know, on one media platform or the other trying to say a thing or two. And I remember, because I was a part of the conversation, I had guests, I had interviewed, and I would always ask them, you know, all of these things, why don't we preach peace? Because I am for peace. I want peace. And they said, you know, even some of the callers at the time said, oh, there is no peace without justice. There is no peace without, you know, the various reasons, you know, some of you gave. But then I said, you know, even though we want to disagree politically, and I've said this like a thousand times, you know, governance is necessarily bringing down, you know, the dividends to the people so the people can have the basic amenities. And some people spoil their friendship because of the fact that they're on different political divides. Some people, you know, said a lot of things. And looking back, I do not know whether they will be regrets, but that's why we want to talk about it. Because yesterday it was reported that the governor of Rivers State, Simnalai Fubara, pledged his loyalty, and he said, "My oga, da my oga," and he had not asked anybody to speak on his behalf. He had not asked anybody to, you know, go join whatever political army, you know, to fight on his behalf. But let's take a listen, just in case you missed the news.
I'm overjoyed that my oga is here with us, coming to cheer us in this event. My oga remains my oga. Whatever that has happened is past. I've not sent anybody to malign anybody. That is the truth. Please, we need peace. Everybody should just relax. For us to progress in this state, we can only do that in an atmosphere of peace.
So last week, you would remember that, you know, some people said, the former governor was stifling the administration of this governor. Oh, there was the demand for 25%. You know, they talk about political structure and what it is. You know, we even talked about it on the show. It filled the airwaves. Everybody was talking. Everybody was giving an idea. But now, look at where we are. Last week, I remember some people went to the Speaker of the House of Assembly's house and were trying to pull down the gate. You must have seen the video. Now, we have a story, because I did go through the news bulletin, and there is the story where the APC in Rivers State have come out to say that you know, the police should do an investigation, or something should be done about a young man who had died in the course of that protest. Right, I don't know if you've heard the story, but you know that did happen. There was that protest. Some people were arrested and they were released on bail. Now, all that drama, I mean, even looking at the suspension processes that happened the last time the House of Assembly members, you know, sought, you know, the plenary, and then the counter suspension from the other side, you know, all of that have created some political tension between, you know, the different parties in the matter, in the conflict. And it started on Saturday when the governor came out and said, see, I want peace and I will do everything within my power to ensure that there is peace. I mean, nothing is too big for me to sacrifice to ensure that there is peace. As a matter of fact, I would rather that myself and my father will work together for the development of our dear state using our influence. I mean, he made that statement on his ex account, and we talked about it on Monday. But why have I brought this conversation up today? Why have I decided that for a Friday conversation, the last edition for the week, that you and I, just you and I, will talk about such, you know, a very strong conversation. It is because I'm hoping that in our talk for development, we could learn and we could learn something. What do you make of the statement by the governor of Rivers State? What lessons can we glean, you know, putting it side by side with the event from last week? What lessons? And yet again, I will implore you to be civil in your expression of your thoughts, because if you are not, then, I mean, you should not be having a conversation on radio. So I would love it if you can, you know, in the best manner possible, or in the best possible manner, that's the right way to put it, in the best possible manner, deliver your thoughts, express your thoughts, so that we all can learn. Because whenever it comes to a political drama in the state, it gets so heated. I mean, look at it. Various media stations, national, local, carried it as headline for more than a week. And this is not the first time it's happening. It's happened, you know, way back when Amaechi was governor as well, something similar, you know, some kind of political drama like this. We usually always have a political drama, I should say, in Rivers State. We usually always. So the question then is, when we take sides, it hampers the development of the state. We barely can see what should be done because we play politics with everything, right? We play politics when we're not even supposed to play politics. And I remember one time when I did say that this is not the time for politics, it's time for governance. A lot of people called in and tried to chop off my head. However, I tried to explain a lot of the times that it's not necessarily about me, it's about the conversation for development. So I would really love it if you and I can now talk and yet again look at this very issue where he said, see, I have not asked anyone to go in a battle for me, to go fight for me, to malign anybody's image. And I think that was a subtle way of asking all the people who were, you know, against the governor, or the former governor, I beg your pardon, who was against the former governor, using the political drama of last week to launch an attack. It was a sort of way of asking them to stop. It was a way of asking them to stop. So what do you make of it? Is this a welcome development now that there is peace, like I've always called for? Are we going to see a fast development of River State as we all want and desire and pray for? I mean, when you go to church or you go to the mosque and you pray and you say, God, give me my daily bread, your daily bread will come from an economy that will work, right? From an economy that is productive, right? So that's how it works. Is this a welcome development for you, or do you think there's fire on the mountain? I'd like to hear from you. Remember, give peace a chance, because it is the pathway for the prosperity of a nation. Let peace reign. I always say that. 0817-923-0002 and 0817-923-0003. The first number again, 0817-923-0002 and 0817-923-0003. WhatsApp number 0809-030-6416. I play the soundbite again and I'd like to get your thoughts on that, please.
I'm overjoyed that my Oga is here with us, coming to cheer us in this event. My Oga remains my Oga. Whatever that has happened is past. I've not sent anybody to malign anybody. That is the truth. Please, we need peace. Everybody should just relax. For us to progress in this state, we can only do that in an atmosphere of peace.
All right, remember, we're live on Facebook, Nigerian for PH. We are also live on YouTube, Nigerian for PH. We're active on X. Let's get your thoughts. WhatsApp number, once again, 0809-030-6416. And the call number is 0817-923-0002 and 0817-923-0003. I've got the Ezeken, and he's calling from Ubumini. Welcome, Ezeken. What is on your mind? Let's get to hear from you.
Good evening, Talada.
You're welcome, then.
You see, this is to tell you how a leader should be. Because the governor had perceived numerous negative agitation, and he had seen himself, instead of the state to collapse because of him, he had advised everybody, whether you support him or not, let us forge ahead.
Okay.
That is a leader for you.
Okay.
The people instigating, malizing, according to him, talking all sorts of what they feel that they are in favor of him, are ironically wanting him to lose that seat, which if it happens tomorrow, they will no longer be there, even with him. Therefore, this advice he gave to Rivers people,
all right,
is enough. Enough should be enough so that we forge ahead to make sure that our focus should be in the development of this, our state. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much, Ezeken. Thank you for your time. Hello, your name, your location, your contribution.
Hello.
Yeah, hi, welcome.
Okay, this is about...
Sorry, what's your name?
Oh, it's Choice.
Your name is Choice?
Yes, Choice.
All right, welcome, Choice. What do you want to say, please? Let's hear you.
Okay, from my own perspective, I don't really think peace would be really possible.
Why do you think peace is not possible, really? Tell me.
Well, let's take, for example, the governor of Fuva. And even if he wants to make peace reign, what about the ruling with him? Like, I really don't think it.
All right. So you're saying those who stood by him, I'm not getting you. I'm trying to understand. Okay, so what will happen to them? All right, then. All right. Thank you very much, Joyce, for your thoughts. Thank you very much. I've got Chima. Chima is calling from Transomatic. Chima, let's get to hear your thoughts, please.
My father, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon. Welcome.
Yes. See, if you can see, there are too many things we have to discuss about this issue.
All right. Let's hear your varying thoughts, then.
Now, the governor has said nobody should fight for him. Fighting on behalf of the governor. But what we are fighting is injustice. Now, the governor came out that day and said, those that wanted to impeach him should come out and tell the world what he has done now, the impeachment. Now, people saw the thing as intimidation.
Okay.
Even those that love him and those that do not love him, they saw it as intimidation.
Chima, when he came out,
yes,
he did not ask anybody to go malign anybody, did he? He only said, tell me what I've done that is impeachable, or that is an impeachable offense.
You said what?
Can you hear me now, yeah?
Go ahead, say what?
I said when he came out to speak at the time, he did not say he should go malign or fight for him. He only said the people who are trying to impeach him should tell him what he has done, that he is...
It's what I'm saying.
Okay.
It's what I'm saying. Nobody is saying the governor has to go and fight for me.
Okay.
It's those that have conscience that saw what happened. And they don't like what happened.
Okay.
That was speaking. Nobody is ready to fight for the governor. I said that is his organ. Now, my brother, what about the woman that lost his son now? Thank God you read it in your news.
Okay.
The woman is going around all the mortuary, all the hospitals, all the police station looking for the son. She has not seen the son. That's her part. Now, what about a hill? Now we have speaker. Have
two speakers come up or any of the members come and think we have settled the matter, that is another question. Two, the previous governor, the former governor, who everybody is pointing at, if you say there is peace, after the governor has spoken in that event,
if the governor is any evil against the governor,
he's supposed to have spoken since that day when he was dying yesterday.
Right.
Nobody has heard anything from him.
All right.
So all these things they are doing.
All right, Chima, my brother, I've got to go. I've got to go. Okay. Thank you very much. And from Port Harcourt, welcome.
Canada, your wing was paying for my credit.
No problem. Noted. Welcome. Let's talk, please.
Okay. All right. So just what you just brought up for this question. The governor said he has reconciled with his there. Fantastic. No problem. But now, is it to the detriment of the river people that somebody like me might tax taxpayers' money? Let me elucidate now. Now, based on the speculation that's been going around, if what had happened, they say it's a good life, he needs to remit 25% to the ex-governor.
But you see, that's what it is. I know, it's speculation. And he has come out to say, you know, I didn't ask you for that, you know, to speculate on my behalf. Because that's what he said, my line.
They're supposed to make an investigation.
Okay.
This happened in Lagos, the town body. They don't want to talk about what the president now. You know how to journalist.
But yet again, those were allegations. Right? They could not be, you know, there were no facts to prove it at the time, really.
There was a fact if you want to make an investigation.
Okay.
How that? Well, okay, let's read that apart. So now you're reconciling. What about the guy that just died? I didn't say, okay, you always say your mantra is you talk for development.
Yeah, peace is.
How can we talk for development when we don't have accountability?
Okay.
Are you getting me?
Yeah.
So now, if this is speculation that he has to make peace with the other, what makes you think that River City is going to develop? Canada, you know, is impossible. So okay. Whatever reconciliation is going to have, I'm not saying reconciliation is bad. But this is not to the detriment of the river people. I pay my taxpayer, so I'm supposed to enjoy my taxpayer's money by paying dividends.
Okay.
Honestly,
Canada. All right, then. All right, thank you very much, Eno. I've got Azunda from Rumolumeni. Welcome, Azunda. Quickly, please. Let's get your tour.
Rumeme, not Rumolumeni.
Okay, Rumeme. Okay, welcome.
Yeah, I'm watching Rumeme.
Okay, welcome.
Yeah, on this issue, I think for me, it's a welcome development.
All right.
Because the man, from his body language and his statement, the whole thing happened. It shows that he's a peaceful man.
Mm.
He's a humble man. And for me, he's a champion.
Okay.
Because he's respectful. So he's a senior. And also, I believe that he realized that those people that we are trying to say all those things as if they are trying to fight for him, they are all just sick. They want to gain political advantage. So they can come closer to him and then do whatever they want to do. And again, the moral lesson I want to say that I learned from this problem was that it is not good for someone to put force himself into a problem that concerns father and son or brother and sister. People should realize that.
All right, then. Azunda, thank you very much. I've got to go. There's a commercial break coming up. Thank you very much for your contribution. But when we come back, I'll take some more calls to station.
We are back. This is your number one talk station. Nigeria Info.
And now, hard facts on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
29 minutes to the top of the hour. Yes, you're still listening to Hard Facts and 92.3 Nigeria Info. I am Kala Dakuru Batubu, and we're looking at peace is the path to the prosperity of a nation. What do I mean? There was a statement yesterday made by the governor of River State, Simnela Ifeogwara, and he mentioned and he said he has not asked anybody to go fight on his behalf. He has not asked anybody to go malign anybody. That his orga remains his orga. Huh? And so I'm using that statement to say, okay, he's suing for peace. He's saying, see, this is the situation, and I'm loyal to the former governor of River State. There have been so many things that have been said on different platforms, and I did not authorize any of that. I did not even support any of that. However, you know, I'm saying when we play politics in River State, I'm talking about we the people, even when we contribute on radio, you know, like we say in our parlance, in our local parlance, we carry the matter for head. And I'm saying, what lessons, or are there lessons? Can we learn lessons? Or I'm asking rather, can we learn lessons? What are we gleaning from this? Because I'm reminded of the people who took sides. I'm reminded of the people who took sides. You know, some even went to shake the gate of Amewule, Honorable Amewule. I remember some were arrested. There is the story in our bulletin of the APC asking for the whereabouts of, you know, one of the young men who got himself involved in the protest. There's several angles to it. And I remember saying that day, the first day when it started, that 2 Mondays ago, I said, when 2 elephants fight, the grass is softer. And I was saying, oh, let's have peace. And some people said, no, why would you call for peace? So I'm here now. And looking at everything that has happened, you know, I said, as it develops, I'll bring it to the fore so you and I can talk about it. So looking back and looking at everything that's happened, I'm asking the question, what can we learn given the situation we find ourselves? My orga, na my orga. And that's the statement. So what happens to all the people, you know, and basically, how are you reacting to it? Is this a welcome development? Is this not a welcome development? If not, tell me why it's not. I mean, peace. I told one of my guests last week, if I remember vividly, that peace is very important for development to happen. Okay. So the numbers for you to call with, 0817-923-0002 and 0817-923-0003. We're live on Facebook, Nigeria Info PH. You can drop your comment in the comment section. You can use WhatsApp if you prefer that one. WhatsApp 0809-030-6416. Yeah. So I've got a lot of messages on Facebook, WhatsApp. Let's see. Okay, someone says this is state capture, and he called it Godfatherism, and it's done by Godfatherism and political hawks. And that's from Gould from Port Harcourt. I'm sorry I had to edit your message. Remember, I said everybody should be constructive in how they express their thoughts so that we can have a solid conversation. This one says his loyalties are not our problem, but the former governor is supposed to be loyal to the governor of the state. Okay, confidence in Lebedim from Osuzu Eche is bringing up an argument. Do you agree with that? You know, the former governor is the one who is supposed to be loyal to the governor. So it says, this will teach people a lesson. Good day, Teme. I can't read the rest. You're making it a tribal. You're making it a tribal affair. Let's see. It is okay for the governor to say what he said. Peace is paramount. But my question is, why did he make those speeches, especially if I die? We all watch it on social media. He was eagerly addressing Rivers youth who put their lives on the line. A young man or a young boy even died from a police bullet. So who are the losers in the case? May the Lord console the mother of the dead. Make on a no die for politicians or Newton with that one. But I've got Benson from HA. Benson, welcome. What is on your mind, please?
Thank you, Mr. Kalada. Good evening.
Yeah, Benson, it's good to have you on the show. Let's thank get your you. Thoughts.
Yes, I'm Benson from Madrid.
All right, then.
Kalada,
peace
is paramount. And it's good
for this situation. At least a meaningful development has happened in any place. There must be peace.
Okay.
But let me remind the governor that we are not fighting for him. We are fighting for the soul of the United States.
But you've just said there is...
I am not the supporter of the governor. I'm an APC man.
Okay.
That if anybody will just write it like that to put fire in River State, I will not be happy. Okay. That is why I am talking. That is why I am contributing.
Okay.
So whether the governor is his father or his brother, that is not my concern. Okay. Canada, for example, the commissioner who was on Tuesday, Commissioner's Information, on your station, talking about the development they want to happen in River State.
Okay.
Now, after the State Executive Council meeting that approved the 10 bills or 4 bills, these bills are for the development of River State.
Mm-hmm.
If there is no House of Assembly to consider those bills and pass them, how will this development take place? That is why some of us are talking. So
But that is why Benson.
In River State, so that the current governor bring the development we are talking about.
Okay. So that is why we are having this conversation, Benson. Benson, that he's now saying nobody should fight, nobody should malign, give peace a chance. Is that not what we are also talking about? I'm asking.
Yes. That is why we are not fighting.
Okay.
That is why we are not protesting on the street. Nobody is maligning the former governor. Nobody is talking ill of him. But we are asking him to give the current governor chance so that he will work.
Okay.
Tell her that. Let me remind you, have you forgotten that the former governor told those people that made him at Buddha that impeachment is necessary, that it's a political process. Have you forgotten?
But then again, remember, Benson, remember, he also said that it is a family affair and that the party hierarchy...
Okay, family affair.
Yeah, he mentioned that as well.
It's not a family affair. This is not a BBP affair.
Okay.
This is not a Wike Fubara affair. This is a River State affair. This is our money. This is our taxpayers' money.
Okay.
This is our... In fact, if that fight starts, they are not going to suffer. It's the common people, just like the other people that are suffering now.
Okay. All right. Benson, I've got to go. But thank you very much for your thoughts. Thank you very much. Ilumba from Atilari, welcome.
I greet you, Canada.
I greet you right back.
I'll share with your question. My brother, you see, one of the things that come to my mind when things like that happen is that Nigeria is new. Are they running on compromise? There's never a day Nigeria run on reality.
What do you mean by we have been running on compromise?
I'm coming now. See, justice is far away where Nigeria is.
What do you mean by
that? The right thing, they refuse to do the right thing. And that is why it would be difficult for people to develop.
Can I pursue a
development of strong men and weak countries. Those who protest that day, they are being betrayed now by the same person who called them.
Can I ask you?
That boy went high now. We are in there in the land of death now. He will be crying. That is what it is. Whether anybody like it or not, that is the fact. In fact, what I know is that, and what I can plead with, for them to get a development required, they don't allow the governor that are now to walk.
Okay.
That's all I will say. God bless you.
All right, thank you very much. I wanted to ask you a question, but you did not let me. But let's get to Cookie Gam from Mile 3. Cookie Gam, welcome on the show.
Good evening.
Yeah, greetings.
Hi, let's just learn from that that happened. Canada, the mouth and the heart are two different things. If you open my heart, you know what is in my heart. My mouth can say anything at all.
But no, I disagree.
So please, this is I am.
Cookie Gam, it is said that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So How do you mean by?
I don't know. But I say the heart and the mouth are not. It's out of the abundance. The Lord out of the abundance of the heart and the latter place. The heart of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Declare that the mouth and the heart are two different persons. Except out of abundance of the heart, when will you know out of the abundance of the heart, Kalada? It is only open my heart for the action. So, what the governor said is today, they did a talk. See, all of us open his heart and see what he said. Whether he said out of the abundance of his heart. So, Kalada, I'm not saying anything for that to happen. That is the solution for me to learn. The former governor should hold a press conference and tell us that I have no problem with my son. The governor called a press conference. What happened? Come on, number two again. What happened to the two speakers we have? What happened to the two speakers? What happened to the yeah, one speaker? I'm not a Miller, one speaker.
No, we have Cookie Gam. I have corrected you. Thank you very much. I have corrected you on several occasions that the speaker, according to the law, is Martins Amaewhule. We've said this before. We've said it. I mean, why are we going back? I had the guests. We've had like several guests, and you know, we said both processes, you know, the suspension and you know, all of that, did not go according to the law. So why are we going back to all of those? We're talking for peace, remember? But Muriel is calling from Okrika. Muriel, welcome on the show.
Yeah,
welcome.
Thank you. I don't really like when people say
I can't hear you very well. Can you start all over again, please?
Yeah, I think when people say the disagreement between the minister and the governor is said, honestly, I don't really disagreement. Now, I think this is not as big as this for the development of any state. Disagreement is good. Because when we disagree, we agree in our need to change and the dream becomes clearer. I'm not the one who says, I'm clearly grass and suffer. I don't like it. I think it's better to that, Kalada. Many people cannot be regarded as the grass is Kalada. When two people are fighting. Now, Kalada, for me, the statement of the governor. It's fine. I want to really understand. You is the boss. Kalada, the boss is someone who employed you by your working for. And that's your culture people. And that's you. You support for it. Kalada, please. Yes. And this is your boss.
Yeah.
If the governor is a boss, the FCC minister, if the FCC minister is a boss, if the government is a boss, no, I don't know. I don't really understand this statement, Kalada. And I'm supposed to say, that people should let more politicians are fighting. I think those are fighting. They were doing it for me. So they are scared. And we're not doing it just to escalate the problem between two people.
Okay.
And the government should be, please, those are supported in. You should not go to them without consulting them on their faces or on their faces. Because people are in danger of their lives for supporting.
Okay.
So if you come out and say, I will not send them a message. If a specific message remains a door, you are endangering the lives of those that are supporting you. It is so right. Because if we can't do that, we become something to be proud. Because at the end of the day, the people in the world are going to support you. It's danger. There are so many that are working for you.
All right then. Thank you very much, Muriel. Emeka from Owerri. Emeka, welcome.
Kalada, good evening, my brother.
Yeah. Greetings, Emeka.
Is it any here seriously? Just as a
question. Okay, all right, okay.
Kalada, yeah. I never wanted to call this. I want to call for this one in person.
Okay.
See, are we talking of Nigeria politics? Are we talking of Zimbabwe politics? Why are we still like this? This thing that is happening between Fubara and the weekend is the politics. There is what people, what they do, Lord, they call afterthought. That's what they call first impression. Take it or leave it. Before the 4 years or 3rd year of Fubara, you know that the word Fubara is in there, it's just strategizing. That's exactly what it cannot be. You can't be there, somebody will be controlling you. It happened between Pachura and Tinubu in Lagos State. It happened between Ambode and Tinubu in Lagos State. So what I'm trying to tell you, see, Fubara is just strategizing. He cannot be under that kind of executive office. What is happening now is just the impression, some of us in the street that no issue, no problem, and they are reconciled. It's a lie, capital lie. The man is suggesting the next level, the atom, or the next level protect.
Okay.
You cannot be in that kind of office and be under anybody to control you. It's not possible.
All right.
And if we can we can like to control that money, even to later, because of his senior. And the Fubara will not take it. So no, what is the talking about after what the thing is still here, the thing is still the next one day. Mark my word, you say I think I'm comfortable.
All right. All right.
I'm
out of time. I've got to go. But let's look at some messages before I go. Nkoi Kanke Udwaka says, you can never see Nigerians come out to fight poverty and unemployment. It is always one big politician. Good for them. Next time, they should not fight for politicians. Now, they'll never leave them. Then he said, don't get involved in politicians' cold war. They will always settle to continue to share state resources amongst themselves. They don't care about you. They have never cared about you. Everything they do is for their own interest. Now, I don't know where they have stayed to share state resources, but Ikwe Kanke Dwaka is saying that one on Facebook. This one says, greetings, Kalada. With what Governor Fubara said, it convinced me to believe that the former governor is still ruling the state indirectly, therefore River State has entered one chance. Okay, if you say so. Otong Sunday. In fact, if the... Let's see. He said he's highly disappointed. What about those guys that were killed and incurred pains for the sake of the current governor? So a lot of people are asking that very question, that same question. But let's see what some people are saying on WhatsApp. There was supposed to be the... Okay, I don't think this is for me. This one says... I should play the voice again. You're enjoying it. Very funny, okay? Anthony Wardy from Impola, I'll play before I leave the studio. This one says, Governor Siminalayi Fubara pledging his loyalty to the former governor of the state is a clear indication that the former governor still plays a major role in the governance of the state. The significant lesson I learned is I will not stand to fight with a man who does not want to stand. Alozie King from Omuma. All right, then. This one says, take it or leave it. Certain impressions have been made that will curtail the excesses of the former governor. The sitting governor also has some respect by now. He has some degree of freedom now. Okay, if you say so. This one says, good afternoon, Kalada. For me, there are no lessons to learn because it's not new to me. I'm not surprised. But believe me, they have finished part one. Let's watch out for part two. But he should not cry for help concerning this issue again. Americana from Ogbakiri. All right, thank you very much. This one says, the issue is not a family affair. It's about my River State and it affects me. The dispute has revealed that there are people in position who operate their personal interests or their selfish interests at the expense of the state. Whatever agreement Wike and Fubara have is illegal as long as it's against the general interest of the state. The structure that he is guarding, or Wike is guarding, is one that should put the state in perpetual bondage. All right, that's coming from Dennis. I take one more call and we call it a wrap because we've got a commercial break coming. We've got another commercial break coming. 0817-923-0002 and 0817-923-0003. All right, Ken, someone said, Canada, what do you want him to say? If you don't like what he said, leave him alone. Did I say I don't like? I mean, I'm calling for peace. I have been calling for peace. So, Rosemary Peterside, I have been calling for peace. I'm a peaceful person. I believe in peace. And I believe peace is the pathway for the prosperity of a nation. Let's see. Ken from Port Harcourt, welcome. Ken, what is on your mind, please?
Yeah, Mr. Canada, I enjoyed this, your program.
All right, thank you.
I have been listening from you. I'm coming from Port Harcourt now.
Right.
I've been listening on the radio. When I came in my house, I have to on my radio to contribute a little.
All right, so go ahead, we don't have enough time, so let's get your thoughts quickly.
Okay, yeah, during the election, I've been telling you that WK is going for third term. People are not believing it. Even those who are always, tried to fight for. When we said it today, now they have seen the reality that the Pobra is a Samoria governor.
Ken, you can't say that, because when we talk on radio, we look at the Constitution. So, what does the Constitution say about a third term? Impossible. What does it say about ceremonial governor or ceremonial president? It's non-existent. So Sim Fubara is the governor, and there is no third term. So you need to rephrase.
Yeah.
You need to rephrase your words now, please.
Yeah, my brother, we normally say that based on the Constitution.
Okay.
But based on what is happening now, he tells you that he cannot change his political structure. So, which means he is really in Abuja and really in the River State. Well, let's just watch and see how it will play.
All right. Let's watch and see, you say. It's almost time for that commercial break. Let's see, what do I have here? This one says, man of the people, greetings. Nobody is telling the governor not to be loyal, but he should be very careful, because the relationship between him and the former governor is no longer strong as before, from Elder Tangod Ability Atwe. But now that I remember, you've put that thought in my head, the elders... You know, there were two factions of the elders. Maybe on a good day we'll talk about that one too.